you have to see the stars.
Wait, where does that come from?
That you can't have thick stock. I heard this. Oh, it's least, I hear it every year from at least 30, 40 different ladies. I know. The halacha is that it's, you're allowed to have thick stock. You don't have to see the stars. You can't have it. They learned the mission Parshat Shot. There's a million missions that you learn Parshat Shot. They don't make sense.
You spend the whole day in Shul and never want to see the cannabis. I want to see the stars.
You're not
sure
all that.
We'll give them a telescope.
It just means you can't have a bundle of stock. That's all it means.
You're allowed to have three layers of schach, four layers of schach. That's the halacha. Yes, it is. It's only Xeris Tikra. No, this is the best weather in the world, a heater.
That's not Xeris Tikra. Xeris Tikra is that you're not shove a...
No. The not seeing the stars means that you can't put a bundle of schach on your sukkah. It's also Xeris Tikra.
Really? What does Xeris Tikra mean?
What are you getting all mad? You tell me what Xeris Tikra means.
I just told you this one.
You didn't. You just got mad.
Yeah. It means that's the gezerah that they're not gonna, that you're gonna steal, that they steal something and not put it back.
It's the totally different gemara. No, gezerah tikra means that guy's gonna.
You never finished sukkah. You have that last block.
That could be.
You have that last block still.
Gezerah tikra is the guy's gonna come from the road with a bundle on his shoulder, full bundle, dump it on the sukkah and leave it.
And it's
not gonna be lishma. Glass. When we're making a song for Sheva, you? I'm doing Matzah Shabbos. I have music. My sukkah. You have the blot, music. I got wax. The other guy, I'm not done with him, but he keeps on texting me. You know, it's going fast. Let me know. But already, as of yesterday morning, it was still going fast. That's like a real estate agent that must have called me 100 times about a certain house and told me it's going fast. I'm just telling you. I said, listen, I understand, but you already called me 15 times. It's not the way, you know.
It's your sister. She just called to say hello.
Not my sister.
No family of his calls just to say hello.
You know the sad thing is that 90% of Klai Yisrael bought houses like that.
Not true.
90%. Okay. Geffen Optical told me that he just bought a house for his son-in-law. So it was in Jackson, a specific spot. His son-in-law, my daughter wanted, four kids, an apartment, fine. The agent told him, listen, I have a house. If you don't buy it, I'm buying it. It's such a good deal. It's such a good, as an investment, it's a good deal. Fine. He was in the store. It was 12 o'clock. The guy said, got to come 12:30. I'm telling you, if you're not there 12:30, I'm telling you, I'm taking it. Because it's, a guy walked in. He told the guy, I have to run to see a house and, Jackson, a friend of his, buying my son-in-law. He said, which house? This house. Don't buy that house. That house is not in the gate. I looked at the house. My kids also want that area. And there's a house down the block. It's a pretty good deal. Decent deal. It needs work, but it's decent. This deal is no shaykhus. So he says, really? He trusts the guy. He knows the guy. Not an agent. He's a friend of his. So he called the agent up. He said, listen, I don't think I can make it 12:30. He says, you think he can come tomorrow? He says, you said by 12:30 it's going to be done. You're buying it at 12:30. He says, nah, I'm a little fanuman today, whatever. By tomorrow, if you don't come, it's going to be gone. He said, okay. How's still on the market, you know what I mean? 10 years later.
Same story four times. Yep.
You know the answer to that is,
when but this time it was like, yeah, the conversation.
Okay, let's go.
Guy said the same thing about his son for the shidduch when he called the
shidduch. Woo!
My daughter.
I got a lot going on. Okay, you ready?
Not for you. He's got a sukkah. He's got a belt. It's in front of the house.
On top of it. I'm too old to sleep because of this.
Sukkah number 3 is going today.
No, it's not going to. I don't have time.
Why not? He's good. No, you got time. You got time. Yeah, you do.
I can put something out of your bedroom upstairs, in front. Out of the front bedroom, build something nice. We could do it.
He's going to make you
stilts.
Yeah. It's a big deal. 6x6. Want me to do it?
Fly up in the air. Gotta get a bed in there.
No, two beds. Takes you to do it.
It's one.
That's how he looks. Takes you to do
it. Why sleeps on the floor? Sleep right outside the sucker. On the front porch, you can sleep.
Okay,
anyway. Like Silky Yudin, when I open the door and him and his wife are sleeping on the front porch, what you can't do is they sleep on a chair. You know what I mean?
It's regular.
And I know one stand the challenge of people with kids off the dare.
Oh no.
It's a real challenge.
What happened?
First I met Machu yesterday to buy
a bed
for the sofa. My son decided he's sleeping on the
sofa. Yeah. Why don't you bring in a nice bed? Bring in your regular bed from your room.
Because you bought your kid a memory foam mattress?
Your kid doesn't need the memory foam.
I bought that bed. All my beds are like that. Every single one of my beds like that. They're comfortable. What do you?
It's good. And it's very convenient.
No, not from Bumi. The one from Piccolino.
I don't want to stop on it. Put it in the shed.
Some Piccolino. Beautiful bed. Beautiful bed. It's a horrible bed, by the way. I sleep on a regular bed. I did it for 5 years, that bed. You wake up, you don't know where your back is.
Yeah.
Yes. Take a regular bed, bring it to the sukkah like a mensch.
He's been telling me if he is, go to Piccolo and get the freaking bed.
I know. I have 7-8 of them.
We have the video in one sentence.
I have 7-8 of them.
How many times did he say this?
He just said it five.
He literally said it four
times. I have 7-8 of them. I'm just telling you, with everything, there's nothing like sleeping in your own bed. Bring your bed into the sukkah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, in the same sentence.
But just so you know, we were in Piccolo.
She was
kind of
wanted to see if it's good.
What's wrong? It's the way to do it. You think Avi's father bought a bed before lying down on it?
He's drinking that. Avi's father stayed
on the night. I'm in center of town. He walks in
like he saw, puts on a t-shirt.
I'm ready for bed. Automatically, I must be at work. Four different guys. What? This light's a good one. Maybe I should pick which one? Which one is the good one here? I'm like,
No, they think you
know.
You know what the problem is? I
go to Home Depot, guys, like, I see a guy telling the guy from Home Depot. So, I need to, it's like, it like goes, I'm like, what are you trying to tell him? No, I'm trying to tell him that the 2x4. The Stickelholz, it goes in on an angle into like a as a ches bracket, but backwards ches. How do you say this in English? You mean like a bracket to hold a beam, a tico bracket? Like what?
Yeah.
I go show him. Yeah, mom, she got it. You guys. Okay, sir, thank you very much. Thank you. I got it. No. The guy was very happy to take him off his head.
I
got it. You want to stay here all day?
They had that sign a few years ago. Big sign hanging. We don't have the thing that attaches to the thing in stock.
Avi Chop, by the way, he does this in the Lakewood Township. He's very good over there. People come in a whole day in Lakewood Township. Like, so I have a basement, and I was like, tell me what you need. He's like, I want to put steps in the basement. Okay, very simple. Kip, he wants to put steps in the basement. What does he need to do? He needs to take a permit for this. Okay, fine, very good. Next guy. I want to put like a, I don't know what you call it, like a piece of wood that people should lean on, like a handrail. Yeah, I don't want to do it because
you're telling them English.
No, not me. But Avi Chop is there for. I was once there. He was there for a long time. He's like, I really should make hours. Come here every day. He's very good. He's very good on the township.
He helps. He likes helping people.
Really, they should get a guy like they should get a few builders a few times a week to be there. Stand. They could save themselves months of headaches.
Also, Ari Fast is very good.
Ari Fast is very good. He goes in the back and actually. Yeah. Anyway. No money.
Too busy.
Listen to me.
Let's go.
The guy in the sympathy center.
I hope your conversation is.
It should take a guy like Yankee Epstein.
I know this is more.
Yeah.
It should take a guy like Yankee Epstein.
I don't think so.
Let's go.
No.
You ready to roll?
Dark secrets about Tom Fox that we're learning.
I'm calling to say Kim. That was the beginning of my problems.
Okay. Then came back on the Dara.
Then I come home. My Essex shopper says.
Essex shopper.
Yeah.
Let him finish the story.
His son probably went mad.
My son starts looking at the Hadassah and then Rose says, spirit apostle.
You're saying it's not, you don't understand the
hard part. So I said, so let me just understand this. The Hadassah that are Aleph, that have the Badass Hatshah.
They're not good, those Hadassah.
I said,
Yeah.
They're the problem. You, who learned it a week,
started. Nah, those adas are not good.
It could be.
They're not good.
It could be.
Adas are not good.
It's possible, but he learned it for a week.
They're still in the darn package. How
just
do you know that?
Get the other adas.
Go to Eisman, get him the $80 set. No. My son is going to... You go work for the whole bit of the money. You can spend your own damn money.
I mean, send him to Eisman. Keep him there for 2 days.
Eisman has. The best clinic in the world. What do you mean?
Keep him there for 2 days.
Eisman has for $80. Beautiful.
Give him a...
I don't know.
$80.
$80
a set.
Before you know, you're going to be smoking.
Yeah. Go to his house in Alvarado. It's cool and Mishulish.
You can't get any more.
They're very nice. Very nice. No, he has.
Still
has.
I was dead. We're more sold
out. Let me call him before you go.
Make sure it goes and fix it.
I called a guy last night. I need three more love him. I gave away my love him, of course. What else is new? I need three more love him. I call a guy. He says, I just opened the box. You coming fast? I said, from this conversation, it sounds like this box was opened 2 weeks ago. And for the people in front of you, you just opened the box. He's like, yeah. I said, you have any nice love him?
How's the conversation actually going?
He says, I might have something, not really for you. How much you want to spend? No.
Okay, I asked you that question. You know.
I said, okay, let me know if you have any nice love him. I got three last night. Somebody else put aside for me, but disaster, this business. Anyway.
So you got from Iran? Where'd you get it from?
The guy's actually from Iran, I think. Let's go. We have a big blot today. Very interesting blot. Very hard blot.
I don't get it. So you spend 4 years picking out an Esrig, and you still complain that it's puzzle. We spend 3 minutes, and we don't complain.
No, Esrig's easy. Esrig's very hard to make a puzzle. But anyway, we had a big fight last night. Had a big fight last night in the Chabur about sleeping in a sukkah. Dobie said, you don't sleep in a sukkah. Blah, blah. I said, I don't sleep. All the Gedolim sleep in sukkah. Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Moshe. All the Gedolim sleep in sukkah. How do you guys not sleep in sukkah? Where do you get your what's it called? So Dovi's like, guarantee your emotion sleep in sukkah. Yerman's like, guarantee you sleep in sukkah. I said, okay, no problem. Let me call Yaakov Feinstein. I put Yaakov Feinstein on the phone. He says, I'm a shtickle for Numa now. I'm by a Jets game. But what do you need? So he says, I said, I need to know if your grandfather slept. I need to know if Moshe Feinstein slept in sukkah. Give me a minute. Calls me back. He calls father. His father says, not just did he sleep in a sukkah. He said, in the Lower East Side, when it was a communal sukkah for the whole Lower East Side, that area, and it was in the middle of the street, he didn't sleep over there in the sukkah because it was dangerous to sleep. But when he went, when his Yaakov Fein's father went with Reb Moshe to the Pioneer Club Hotel, it was a public sukkah. It was in the mountains. It was safe to sleep. He slept with his grandfather in the public sukkah in front of the whole place. He says, yes, my grandfather did sleep in the sukkah. There were times it was dangerous to sleep, so he didn't sleep. But otherwise, he slept in the sukkah. Rest my case.
That was the rest of the time.
No, he didn't stay in Lower East Side for the sukkah as usual. He went to Muncie, to Tedler, most of the time. Tedler, he went to mountains.
Europe probably also didn't sleep in the sukkah.
Europe, of course, he slept in the sukkah. Why not? Why not? What's dangerous in Europe?
It was
negative
5 degrees.
Well, that cold doesn't stop you. Put on a coat. Put on a coat. Put on a coat. Get put on a heater. Light a fire.
He was in deep Russia. He wasn't.
He was in Luban. Luban. Yeah. Let's go.
That's where he was rough. He grew up more Russia.
But he got married in Luban, I think.
Cool. Yeah, because he was a rough before he was married.
He was a rough and he was a buckster.
Really? Yeah, he was a rough as a teenager.
Yeah, Bachi sleeping in Zug. I didn't know that. Look at him. Anyway, let's go. I'll build your son his own sukkah if you want. I'll build a nice sukkah for him, like a mensch.
I'm still waiting. Not only that, I bought the bed and they're waiting by the door. They're waiting by the door.
He doesn't have time to build himself a third sukkah.
For someone else, I'll have time. Why do you think I don't have time? Because I'm building for all these other geniuses sukkahs. Let's go. Okay, it's late. The Zonashan say it means Hokubah and Hamushas. You know what I'm saying? The guys with the lookers are already here. The guy who did.
Rabbi Felder has a learning sukkah.
What can you learn in the regular
sukkah? Tell you can do. Let's go. So we said.
You keep saying that. What does that mean?
Oh no! Oh, don't, whatever you answer now.
Go to his house and build him a sukkah.
He wants an answer.
I asked you that 2 weeks ago. His mind's falling apart.
Whatever you answer, Moshe fell down. I guess Charlie really doesn't
put
know.
It back on.
Yours is...
put it back on.
What about the...
Avi has a guy. Avi has a guy for you, Moshe.
It's amazing. Mrs. Morgan put up a sukkah last night.
Moshe, Avi
the whole
has a guy
thing.
For you.
Are you serious?
No, the schach flew off. Yes. Mrs. Morgan Sr. They put up a sukkah next to her door.
What did she need it for?
She paid someone to do it.
She couldn't
they
ask.
They rented the sukkah.
For what?
Because her daughter's coming for sukkah.
Why couldn't?
Yeah.
All those able-bodied kids couldn't put up a sukkah?
She doesn't
need a
sukkah.
One kid on a crutch.
One hinkadick, two Mary. Who's putting it up?
Mary kid can't come do a favor for her grandmother?
One is not so hinkadick anymore. He's good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a Morgan,
anyway, kids don't help today. That's another. That's the next rant, but okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Shmuel Leimer, let's go. We have a lot to learn. Oh my gosh, it's late. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Ein Tzarich. Ein Tzarich, Harei Oimer. So Rabbi Shmuel says, how do you know that a husband yashens the mother? Today she is sponsored. Fush Leim, all the people who need it. And everybody else, a lot of hurt in Klai Yisrael right now. Kufi Rav on base, eight lines in the bottom. Rechaim, Mechubam, Ushi. He didn't tell me it was Yimal's Yartza yesterday. Would have had Lechaim, something. You got to tell us these things in advance so we could plan the steak boards. If Shmuel Leimer ain't it's a straw for the mama, something good would have been beneficial. If Shmuel Leimer ain't it tzarech, you don't need the psukim that you said that the husband yashins the wife. It's an automatic. It's a pashut azach. Harayu Leimer v'chol bas yireshes nachlo mematos bnei Yisrael leechod mishpachas. 1 second. Where's that pasuk? Yeah, you can say that again. Echad mishpachas matei avia til isha. Hold it up, Yisrael. Leman yishu bnei Yisrael ish nachas avayso. So, v'sebas habal akosam adaber. It's talking about that the fact that the Torah has to say that there's a problem, there's an isser to marry out. What's the isser? It must be that the wife gets yashin by her husband. And because the wife gets yashin by her husband, if she has something, a piece of property from her mother, it's going to change hands. And that's what Torah says. You have to marry within your shevet.
And the wife does, so that this way
doesn't change hands. The wife has to marry, if she's from Shevet Reuven, she has to marry Shevet Reuven. She can't marry Shevet Shimon because then it moves. Forget about her piece. That's about, I'm jumping the gun. The wife yashes her father. Her father's from Shevet Shimon. Her father's from Shevet Shimon. Then she marries a guy from Levi or from Reuven. And she dies first. Reuven takes her piece from her father, which is Shevet Shimon. So that's what Torah says. There's an isser. It's not just like a nice thing. There's an isser of marrying out. So Gemara says, like I married a Bas Levi, you know, a little bit typically a problem. In those days, it would be a problem. Today, it's not a problem. I'm saying when you came, you take a stroll.
21 years later, you're realizing that?
Oh, Bas Levi don't have a property, right?
21 years later, you realize that?
It's 24, 25, 20.
Do you regret it?
Regret what?
The isser?
It's transferable, the isser. Anyway, let's go. So Gemara says, your wife's a client?
Right.
I said we. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, let's go. Even Bayless is here. Let's go. We got to move it. Let's go. It's late. I didn't mean that you come late. I'm sorry. I just mean that's not what I meant. He knows what I meant. Okay.
If you get his name right, you get.
Right after Yom Kippur. You ready? If there's Mechila. You ready? Let's go. You ready? Would you guys keep quiet? I'm trying to get the Gemara in over here. If you keep on mumbling, I won't be able to learn. Let's go. Zati Gemara. So Gemara says, "Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, and it's our v'seves abal kosev adaber v'omer v'lo sosuv nachlo lebnei Yisrael mimata amata v'omer." So Gemara brings one pasuk that the husband yashins the wife. The Gemara brings four other psukim. Va'omer, v'lo sosuv nachlo lebnei Yisrael mat lamata. Va'omer, v'lo sosuv nachlo mat lamata achar. Va'omer, v'lo zman Aaron, the Lozer son of Aaron, a Kohen, Mace, he died. V'yikros be givas Pinchas benoi. He buried in the valley of his son Pinchas. V'chiminai le Pinchas shloi ha'yalei Lozer. Well, Pinchas had a piece of property. It's all family heritage. Where did he get a piece of property from? It must be Elam Shinos of Pinchas Isha Mace of Yarsha. It must be that Pinchas married a lady. He married out. His wife came in with a piece of property. She died. Pinchas Yashnit. And Pinchas said, Papa, want to come get buried in my piece of property? It's a nice piece of property. You know, like in Morristown, the guy got buried in the backyard. You don't know that that mansion? There's a mansion advertised in Morristown, a Village View Estates, Riverview Estates. It's a mansion. It sleeps 58 people. It's a big house on 63 acres. That property, if you go inside the house, there's a sign, right, when you can walk in. If you're a Kayan, don't walk to the left of the property. This guy was a very wealthy guy, and he got buried on his property. So, seeing that he wasn't from, his kids are from. He's a Chabatska, and his kids are Chabatskas, and he's buried on the property. He buried himself on the property. He liked his property, liked the view and everything. He buried himself. Today, he can't do it because of DEP, but he was a well-connected guy. So, Gemara says, guy wasn't from, so I don't know which halacha you're trying to keep. You can't move a guy. You don't move a guy. You'll see later on. You don't move a guy. You don't move a guy's kind of the kever. You don't move a guy. You don't move a guy. We'll see in a minute. We'll see the Gemara today. No, if you move, you have to take dirt anyway. That's why you take the dirt, because the guy's kind of makaymai. We'll see in a minute. Lama shnasa pinchas isha umesa v'yarsha. V'ayimer, another pasuk to say that the husband yashes the wife.
That's Moshe. He just buried his
memory. V'sogu v'hoilu l'zyair.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Huh? Come on.
He's doing better yesterday. Like, come on.
Why would you even say that?
You guys are terrible. Yeah, listen.
You come once a week. You have no idea what's going on.
I'm a total tongue twister, but you guys to say it out loud. V'ayimer v'sogu v'hoilu l'zyair. V'hilo esrim v'sholosh arim. Be'eretz ha'gilad. V'chiminayin l'yar shloi ha'ilis. The Saguf. Where did Yar get something? Didn't have Saguf. Lamed, Shanasa, Yar, Isha. Guys, pay attention. Umesa, V'yarsha. It was very late. So, you see, how do you know that he had it? Where did he get it from? It must be that he married someone and they went out of his Rishos. Now, the Gemara brings four Pesukim. Maiva Omer. What's this back and forth over here? We just bring one Pesuk and move it on. V'chidem, Sibas HaBen Kokopit, Sibas. Sibasa ben Kokopid, that we're only going that we're makbid that the son should not. What's the problem?
What's
Sibas? He came in late, please, don't interrupt now. Chita with Sibasa ben Kokopid, that the we're makbid only that the son has to. We're worried about the transfer from the son to the mother. So Gemara says, "Avo ba'ala yaris," but the husband is not yarshin because that's nechdesi tashma. Avo lo yisosu nachum neishov mata mata. It's another pasuk. For example, Avichitem lava lava asay. Maybe that's also going by his son, and going to be a lava lava going and telling you that you're over on lava asay tashma lo yisosu nachum mata lamata acher. So that's a third pasuk. Avichitem lava lo b'shnei lava asay. Maybe it's also going on there tashma ve'loz ben aron meis. Avichitem lozu udenos. That's it. Loz aron meis. That's already a fourth pasuk, and that's. And male, that tells you that a husband yashes the wife.
It's not even in that order.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter. V'chitema. The Gemara says v'chitema. Elazar who the nasiv it's umesa. Maybe Elazar married someone. She died. V'yarsa Pinchas. And Mela. Yeah, why does it have to be a case where yeah. So Gemara says, and it was a separate thing. Tashma v'saguf hoyle is yar. V'chidem ha'asim na'am yachu. Maybe that was also the case. I'm getting trey koil omeli. What are you, two psukim for the same thing?
But the
son marries. Son yash before the baal.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. A son yash before a husband. Yeah.
Wife?
That's a kasha.
No, because
Elazar
was still alive.
Right. No, yeah. Elazar Nasiv, it's Omesa. Which one do you understand? Elazar Nasiv, it's Omesa. But Yarsa Pinchas.
No.
The wife died.
The wife died.
That's Elazar
Yashin's
wife.
The husband. No, Pinchas Yashin's wife.
Trying to get Pinchas.
Pinchas Yashin's wife.
The mother.
There's no right. There's maybe Elazar.
then Elazar was alive, saying he wanted, Pinchas was telling Elazar to be buried in his property.
A son Yash before the wife, before the husband.
Son Yash before the husband?
Yeah.
I guess. That's what seems to
me. Yeah.
You keep saying that, but the
unless you say that a husband Yashins. But if you don't know that a husband Yashins, then a son Yashins.
You get confused with law. Allah. Father goes there, son goes first.
What does he know about law? He wouldn't even put up the sukkah right.
It's close to relation.
Son goes before
the close to relation.
Well, yes. Till we have the Gemara. We're learning the Gemara now. Not after the Gemara. Not after the Gemara.
Because it's a pasuk.
Yeah. So Gemara says, Tashma, v'sukavah is yor. V'chitei ma'asim na'ami. Halchiyu, imkin trei kar l'amal. You know the two pasukah for the same thing. So must be one's coming for the husband, one's coming for the wife. Amal erapapa, labaya. Mimai. How do you know this whole thing? Dilma, you have no right. Lo'ilu me'imaloch ba'al lo yoros. Husband is not yashin a wife. V'kroi, doesn't yashin a wife, finished. V'kroi, v'sibas, sibas. Haben, it's talking about the son is yashin, k'lishnina. V'yor dezoven mizvin, u'pinchas nami dezoven mizvin. Maybe it was just a property that he acquired. Was it to be that he inherited? There's no inheritance over there.
Based on that whole thing, you're allowed to sell one sheva to another?
Well, you could sell sheva. What can you sell sheva? It goes back by Yovel, but you could sell sheva.
You can bury somebody there?
That's the most terrence. Most says it can't be that, because if you bought, very good. I'm like, Pinchas is on Mizvan. I put it on your racket, that terrence. Pinchas Nami is on.
Speaking out enough times.
No, that's like, I don't know if you ever played pickleball. You probably never played, but when you play pickleball, these guys will tell you, you throw the ball, you give it to the guy slams it, put it on your racket. That doesn't work. And from here you see, the Mepharshim speak out, that you see that there's an inyan, pay attention, there's a minig, chiyav, to buy your own, to own your own kever. You have to own your kever. You should not stop, get buried. You shouldn't get it as a gift. You should own your kever.
Before you get before?
Yeah, you should own it beforehand. It's supposed to own it beforehand, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's brought down.
Yeah, there's a chabur plat?
No, supposed to be buried next to your parents. Next to your family.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's harization. There's no more room. No.
Okay. And it's a tzadikovish kevish and shaloi. And this is, I saw a very interesting thing about Kfarim, that there used to be, there was a minig that they would buy a grave, and then they would go learn on the grave and daven on the grave before you buried in it to bring Kedusha to the grave. Chavis Yar brings us down. Interesting thing.
The guy himself davened on
people would go daven. Yeah, the guy himself.
Kupara Ir would send 40 people. Kupara Ir would send 40 people.
This guy is running from the lawn. He built the cave and Tosh. He's sitting there and he had not saved him.
He's getting ready. He never died. He got stayed alive. 150. He's still kicking. Anyway, Ela Ema, Sigmar says,
that is great.
Ela Ema, the Nafalim is Stech HaRamim. This problem you get around because it can be Stech HaRamim. Stech HaRamim is something that does not go back in Yovel. So since it doesn't go back in Yovel, that wouldn't be an issue.
He takes his own death.
Amar Abaya. Let's go. Soif, Soif. Pay attention. Soif, Soif. Soif, Soif. How come it's akra nachlo meshifta de ima leshifta de abba? There's a shot I had to learn here. We're trying to do the push-up shot over here with the Rashbam. There's two pshatim really, but okay, we'll go with this. We'll try to symbolize it here. So this guy keeps on talking about a guy who's faking the death. I don't know what's going on over here.
You know exactly what you're doing.
How come it's akra nachlo meshifta de ima leshifta de abba?
Wow.
So Gemara is saying, at the end of the day, you have Reuven and Rachel. They're married. They get married. Reuven is Shevet. Reuven. Rachel is, doesn't matter. She's from Shevet Shemin. Shemin. She, huh? If
he's still mad. He's getting over the mattress.
She has a daughter. They have a daughter. That daughter, who is she supposed to marry? We say she has to go marry a Shevi Reuven, because she's from Shevi Reuven. Her father, Shevi Reuven. Her mother is Shevet Shimon.
She's getting angry.
So she's really a mixed breed. She's a 50-50. Even though we go with Shevet Reuven, but she is from Shevet Shimon. So when she goes ahead, her father dies. Her mother leaves over a piece of property. Okay. She has a piece of property that we say it's really Shevet Reuven because her father's Shevet Reuven. But really, it's Shevet Shimon property. Because it came from her mother. I understand, but this is the case over here. So you have a Reuven and Shimon mixed breed kid. This kid has to marry Reuven. The question is, does this kid have to marry someone who's also from Reuven and Shimon? So you don't mess up the, mix up the yitzros.
How did her mother get there?
Mother got through a loophole.
Yeah, her mother's there.
Her mom says mother got it through a
loophole. Wait a minute, mother. Her mother's Shimon.
Right, so how did she marry
Reuven? They came in and married.
She had brothers.
Well, she had brothers that died after she got married, right? She had brothers, so she didn't marry.
Right, if she had brothers, she's allowed to get married, right?
And then they died, so she got married.
So basically, that's the question of Abaye. So Abaye is saying is that you're always going to have a problem, no matter what. You're always, the Torah says you can't intermarry. You're always intermarrying, no matter what. You always, unless you marry someone exact same status as you, but we don't know the halacha. The pashas that we understand till now is you just have to marry someone Shevet Reuven. You don't have to marry someone whose mother is from Shevet Shimon and he's from Shevet Reuven. You don't do that. So Gemara says, sorry, if I come to Akron Nachum, I shift to the email, shift to Abba. Bottom line is, you're always intermarrying. Once it's already diluted, which means this mother is already, once she married this guy, she's Shevet Reuven. That's the halacha. You go bust her father, the husband, the father. So you're already Shevet Reuven. Doesn't matter where you came from. So maybe that, and at this point, we look at her at Shevet Reuven. So she just has to marry someone from Shevet Reuven. Her kid is a Shevet Reuven kid. You don't have to worry that her mother was from Shevet Shimon. It's already diluted. It's after the fact. So, no, we don't say that. That you say that. Right, because you could say that the pasuk going is a iser sigh on the sigh for the son and sigh for the husband. Eliyamit le'amrinish kvar husaba. You don't say this. So kuminsu le'echel mishpachas matavio my haba mis akon akom shifto the email is shifted to abba. You're always gonna have a problem if you say that. You don't say that illusion. That means that you always end up, unless you're marrying someone, which Gemara is gonna say that in a minute. Identical. But unless you marry identical to your family, You're messed up. So Gemara says, "Daman sivin l'gavra davur mishif davur v'ima mishif v'ima." You're right. That's how you do it. It's a full fledged problem, and you talk have to marry off exactly the way you are. You're Reuven and Shimon. You marry Reuven and Shimon. Ihalchi ha'el echem mishpachas mate avia v'ima boyle. The pasuk doesn't say that. Pasuk is mate avia. It means once you go bust at a father, the father's Reuven. Just marry Reuven. You don't have to go ahead and figure out where you're from. And if you do, so you should say both. You would think that you could go busser, that you reckon with the mother. That we for sure don't do. At best, there's a chiyuv to marry the same mix that the mother and father are, at best. But not that we reckon with the mother. Right. Means you can't switch them. If your father's from Reuven, the lady's father's from Reuven, she's a Reuven. I was saying that you still have to go with her. She's from Shimon and her father, her mother was from Shimon and her father's from Reuven. She has to, her kid has to marry someone who's the same thing, same mix. That maybe is possible. But not, you can't have a carrot. You can't say, if my mother's from Shimon and my father's Reuven, I'll marry.
The first question is that it should have said.
It should have said right. Mother and father.
So the same way. It should have said the same shape from the father.
Right. So Mars, the reason why I didn't say it, because you would think
that you could flip it around.
That for sure you can't do.
What should
it
say?
The whole success. Mata avia. That's what Mars is saying. It says Mata avia. Tell you that the father's gene is most important.
Overrides.
It overrides. It means you can't. It's important to have mother and father, but you can't flip it. You can't say, I need to be from Shimon and Reuven. So it doesn't matter who's who. No, that for sure you can't do. Because the father is the dominant gene. It goes by the father, but you still have to reckon with the mother. That's what Gemara's saying. Tanya, and that's why the pasuk didn't say mother, because if the pasuk said mother, you would think, oh, it's just as important. You can flip it. There's a lot of Rosh Bombs over here, but if you want to spare time today, a lot of time. Tanya b'sibas haben, b'tanya b'sibas haben, means we had a pasuk that said, that the psukim, the Gemara said, why do we say v'ayme, we start at the beginning of the thing. We said that shnei lavim, asay and lav. So Gemara says we have a brisa that uses these psukim. One uses it that the son inherits. But tani b'sibas habal, tani b'sibas haben. L'sos nachol b'nei Yisrael m'mata mata. So that tells you that the son, you're not allowed to go ahead and transfer shvatim. Vatanya, 1 second, I lost his place. So Amani Mekayim, what is possible? It's telling you both. So basically, Mars bringing a brisa, learning the psukim that we weren't learning beforehand. That's going by Sibas Abal, and the Mars is saying that the brisa is learning it. That it's also going by Sibas Abal, not just Sibas Aben. Maisa, when they moved Hesh's grandfather, Dr. Sokol, Rissel's, my sister-in-law's, Hesh's wife's grandfather, Mrs. Jaffe's father, he was 100% whole after a year and a half being in the ground in Lakewood Cemetery. Very Chosha Vazach. He was about Chesed at another level. They moved at Shrol, and the Chevra Kedishin at Shrol told Hesh's father-in-law the body was 100% whole, top to bottom. No, I know what they did. They don't bury in the box. They take it out. They could see. It was 100%. His beard, everything was 100%. Yes, they see. Which is very chashuv. He was a massive al chesed. He was a massive al chesed. Yehuda ben Tam. No. Who are you, Aymer? Ben Chamish Shana Lemikra. Pay attention. 5 years, you turn on the TV, I thought. 5 years, you learn Chumash. Ben Esel Mishnah. 10 years Mishnayos, Ben Shloish Yisrael the Mitzvahs. 13 years you put him in the sukkah to sleep. Ben Chamish Yisrael Talmud. Ben Shmoyin Yisrael Chuppa. Ooh, 18 gotta get married. Ben Eshrim Lirdoif. Eshrim, you gotta go out to work. Ben Shloish Mekayach. 30 could do Hagba. Ben Arbaim Labina. So you're serious about halacha. Then chamishim la'etza. Chamishim, people start coming to you, asking eyes. Then shishim la'zikna. 60, you're ready like Joe Biden. Then shivim la'seva. You're ready, ruig. Then you're in Florida. Then shmoinim la'gvura. If you made it to 80, you're Then tishim la'suach. La'suach means to. Yeah. What is it? What's the mila bendova? It's just.
Nothing. It's just that old.
There is no mila.
What's the Milo with 70?
What's the Milo with Seva and Gvura? Seva and Zikna.
Yeah.
Close to death.
Close to death, you have to do tshuva.
These are just factual.
No, we're not telling facts. We're saying stuff that's negative for a person's life. We're saying to do tshuva. At that point, you should start doing tshuva. Ben Meya, Kilu Meis.
What's that one?
Give up on
yeah, so he brings down Adam Shemiz Bunim Badavaze Yovin Shain Thomas Asik bin Yonam Khamorium Vanois Gashmis. Don't try the Faraguchis. Shakol Kolo Omis Battle. The Mishloy Dea Begil Meo Kolchkin Shlish Tamish Bael Tifilois Lavez Jam. If you're fully sane at the age of 90 and 100, do Avodah Zashem. Realize that it's a gift from the Eibush, not just to go and ask and ask whatever.